Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with a slight chance for storms. High temperatures reach up to 92. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for storms 63. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. Low 80s Sunday and Monday with thunderstorms possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 81.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Tonight, actors from the movie The Sandlot will be in Liberal. J.P. Bazette reports.
Victor DeMattia, Shane Obedzinski, known as Timmy and Tommy Timmons, Grant Gelt, Betram, and Brandon Adams de Nunes will be at Light Park at 7:30 p.m. Expect a special presentation, a Q&A session, and autographs on free posters. There'll be look-alike contests, free food, games, and popcorn, plus catch a free outdoor showing of the movie. The Liberal BJ's baseball team will also sign autographs. It's a free event, so bring bug spray and lawn chairs and relive childhood memories.
The Urban League of Kansas held its monthly mobile produce drive Thursday, providing free produce and other food to Wichita residents in need. Those who came out said they're thankful for the free produce since it frees up money to help pay other bills and expenses. This is Kansas Information Network News.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors' eyes on Microsoft and CloudStrike as they work to resolve a global internet outage that's knocked computer systems offline worldwide. This coming after the Dow shed more than 500 points on Thursday, ending a six-day streak of gains as investors shift to stocks expected to benefit from an anticipated Federal Reserve interest rate cut later this year. The NASDAQ and S&P each fell less than 1%. Amazon reporting a new Prime Day record, $14.2 billion, according to Adobe Analytics. That's 11% better than last year's Prime Day. Hyundai recalling 67,000 vehicles over software errors and equipment failures. The software error in 2024 Santa Fe's can cause them to roll away, even when shifted into park, while Hyundai Genesis G70s, Elantras, Konas, and Velosters, going all the way back to the 2019 model year, have fuel pumps that can fail and lead to a loss of power. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
Nothing beats the taste of homegrown and hometown service. Porter Ranch Beef and Liquor guarantees both. Beef raised locally on Porter Ranch and processed locally. Packaged for family servings or specialty orders, including quarter, half, or whole beef. Porter Ranch Liquor is fully stocked with all your favorites or something new to try. Add in Alma cheese, pickled products, and snacks, and you're set to go. Hometown flavor and service. Porter Ranch Beef and Liquor on North Highway 283, north of the stoplight.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Well, how high can steer prices go? Gary Crawford has the details.
The nation's beef producers are continuing to turn out more beef than most analysts had been expecting.
But we're still looking at more than a billion-pound contraction in beef supply year over year.
2024 to 2025, USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says steer prices are, of course, already very high.
And we're seeing pretty solid demand in the beef market and seeing very high steer prices and an expectation that we will have a record high forecast price for steers in 2025 as we continue to see the number of slaughter available animals fall.
USDA's forecasting steer prices next year to average $190.50 per hundredweight. That's $3.64 higher than this year's season average price. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
While U.S. consumers drink less milk every year, overall dairy sales are on a positive streak. Cheese, butter, and yogurt are fueling category growth, along with new dairy-based products designed to capitalize on convenience, health, and snacking trends. A new CoBank report says the outlook for dairy retail sales remains strong, with additional room for growth even as consumer preferences and purchasing behaviors evolve. They say, Corey Geiger, lead dairy cause with CoBank, that the healthy snacking category is a growing mega trend that dairy products can capitalize on with a host of conveniently packaged solutions, from low-fat cheeses to specialty yogurts to functional dairy drinks. And you're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mist or show barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat, too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute options and show box styles, too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at ValleyVet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try and you'll know why America buys from your neighbors. ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Pretty warm for western Kansas today, but still comfortable in our eastern counties. The temperatures will be on a little bit of a downward trend on Saturday and Sunday with the approach of a low moving out of the Rockies. That'll bring us a little rain. Severe weather will be possible today in the western and some of the central counties. The Storm Prediction Center has posted an enhanced risk of severe storms covering most of our western counties. Storms with damaging wind and maybe a little bit of hail possible through the afternoon and into the evening. On the map, high pressure still covers the state, at least for now. A low pressure lee trough is setting up in eastern Colorado, and we have an influx of moist air coming in from the desert southwest. Some of that will make it into our western counties today, and there is enough lift available along that trough for some thunderstorms to develop. Damaging wind will be the main risk. Sunny in the eastern counties through the afternoon. Thunderstorms will cover central and western Kansas this evening, gradually moving eastward after midnight. Looking at Saturday, that low-pressure trough will be over central Kansas. Thunderstorms will be possible early in the day for the central and eastern counties. Showers will become a little bit more widespread as we get into the afternoon hours tomorrow. Temperatures will be a little bit cooler, but still a few 90s in the western counties. Sunday looks a little cooler statewide, scattered showers and thunderstorms for most of our state. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low 90s with low 60s overnight, upper 80s and low 90s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. Mid 80s in the northeast counties, and tonight mid 60s. For the southwestern counties, looks like low to mid 90s today. Overnight we're in the low 60s. Upper 80s to low 90s south central, and tonight mid to upper 60s. Mid-80s in the southeastern counties and low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Supply. Q. Norton's Classic Hits, Q 106.7.